had an opportunity to chat with Amanda Bittinger from the Alzheimer's Association about the upcoming Berrien County Walk to End Alzheimer's this weekend. So this year's Walk to End Alzheimer's, it looks a little bit different. Can you tell us how it looks?
So due to COVID-19, we've had to make some changes to ensure the safety of our constituents. So this year, we're looking at Walk to End Alzheimer's like a movement, and walk is everywhere. From downtown to small towns, it's anywhere and everywhere. So we're asking our constituents this year to walk in their own neighborhoods, but we still want them to walk on Walk Day.
And that is this Saturday?
Yes, this Saturday. There's going to be three main components on Saturday. The first component is going to be at 10 a.m. We're going to have our opening ceremony. It's going to be hosted by Jim Gifford. And that will be live on our website at 10 a.m., which is alz.org/walk. You'll be able to find Berrien County. And then at 10:30, or just following the opening ceremony, we're asking people to walk in their neighborhoods, on trails, in parks, with families, friends, small groups that they feel safe to do so with. And then finally, at 11 a.m., we're going to be having a drive-by view-only promise garden at Dickinson Stadium right off of Lakeshore Drive. And that will be there till 3 p.m. so that we have a visual component in the community to show our support.
Why is this event so important?
This event is so important because Alzheimer's is so pervasive. It's the sixth leading cause in the United States of death. There's also more than 5 million Americans today with Alzheimer's. And it's not just those who have Alzheimer's and dementia that it affects. The amount it affects caregivers is amazing. These caregivers provide an estimate of 18.6 billion hours of care a year, which would equal about $244 billion. So this is a disease that really affects the entire family.
I think I told you in an earlier conversation, this is pretty close to my heart. My mother passed from Alzheimer's and dementia when she was 80. But before that, she was in a hospital for 7 to 10 years and many times thought I was her brother. I'm very close to this event and this opportunity to help wipe this out in our lifetime. And that's my goal as well as yours. People want to get more information or sign up. What's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. If you'd like more information or if you want to sign up for our event, you can go to alz.org/walk. You'll find our website there, everything, all the information you need to register or information about the day of event activities is there. Also, if you're someone who is struggling with a family member or you yourself are showing symptoms of Alzheimer's or dementia, we always have our 24/7 helpline, which is 800-272-3900.
All right, we'll keep that number handy here. Thanks for that information as well. Berrien County Walk to End Alzheimer's is this Saturday. Want to learn more, alz.org.